Current Springbok captain Siya Kolisi will be leaving the Sharks and South Africa at the end of the season. Kolisi will be joining Racing 92 in France and expressed his gratitude to the Sharks for their willingness to part with their most iconic player. Now, many South Africans will also be sad to see Siya leave our beautiful shores, as he has become an icon for many people, including youngsters and even the elderly and rugby fans in the country, some who may not have even played or watched rugby in their life. Well, this does include me as well, because I love rugby and I love the Springboks, and it's an absolute pleasure to be chatting to the Springbok captain, Siya Kolisi, this afternoon. Siya, thank you for your time on The Citizen. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
So let's start off then with the documentary Rise, the Siya Kolisi story. How has that been received? Have you received positive feedback with regards to that?
It's not out yet. It's not out yet, but this weekend we're actually launching it. So far it's received positive feedback. I think people are excited to see it because it's only been like small highlights of it that have been put out there. I think it's going to be similar to my book, you know. I think people received it quite well. And I'm only sharing my story, hoping that people get to learn from the mistakes that I've made and also to be inspired and encouraged, you know, because coming from where I come from and to be where I am today, you know, hopefully it can be a reference point for someone, kids in the communities, to know that it's possible no matter what the circumstances are, because my story is the story of millions of South Africans, and I think it's going to be a real South African story. It's going to be raw. And I just hope even it's one or two people that it inspires, or kids who come from similar circumstances than me and that are inspired to know, like, for that I become a reference point, not just for me. There's many other people who come from the same situation and know that it's possible to make it. There's a lot of it. It covers a lot, gender-based violence and some of the struggles that I've faced as a kid, and encouraging men as well in the process to talk to their dads. It's everything that I faced as a child that I'm trying to speak up about and bring awareness to hopefully encourage people to chat and these things change for the next generation.
I just want to expand on that, Mr. Kolisi. I mean, there's a lot of youngsters you just mentioned who are inspired by your story. You know, when it's the World Cup, I think it's this year in France, the whole country will be rallying around the Springboks. I sit glued to, you know, my couch and in front of the television, especially when you guys are playing the All Blacks and England and many of the other nations. These youngsters, considering the number of challenges we have in this country, you know, the one thing that motivates myself and many others and all South Africans is obviously your story. To these youngsters out there who've never played rugby in their life, who inspired to follow in your footsteps, what words of encouragement and motivation can you inspire them with?
I think for me at the time, it's just to whatever is good in your community, whatever is, like, going to school, like, that was what kept me going. I loved going to school for different reasons. I felt safe at school. I felt loved, and I got a meal at school, which I didn't have at home. And then I started going to, well, I did stuff that I wasn't supposed to do, but then when I started going to training, I started, I was a little bit more disciplined. I learned a lot of things, accountability, respect, and a sense of community and a sense of belonging. And I think it's making sure that you start by using what you have around you. That's an important thing. You can't complain about not having a proper field with enough grass if you're not using the one field that you have already. Because I was training in a thorny field, and it was painful and tough, but I got used to it after a while. You know, it's what I learned is using what you have around you. And I believe that whatever you need for the next step will hopefully be provided. And for me now, where I am right now, is it's my duty, it's my responsibility, because I have a platform to go back where I come from and in areas like that, to start bringing resources to the community to make sure that the kids that are there now are not facing the same struggles as me. So it's my duty, because I know what it feels like. And it's actually for everybody, even if you're not from the disadvantaged community or under-resourced community. We all live in South Africa and we all know what the struggles are. Some people don't know because they don't go in the communities. And I think more people from the suburbs should go to the communities and go see how people live and how people, why people complain each and every single day. Not complain, asking, say, they just want basic human rights. And I think it's everybody's responsibility to make sure when I'm thinking about my dreams and goals, and I must also think about another person, how can I help someone's child go to school? How can I pay school fees for someone? Or how can I donate school shoes somewhere? So I think the kids must just do the best they can with what they have around them. And then people like me in positions where they can help, they should definitely go back to the communities and start giving back.